Today is the 59th anniversary of D-Day. On that day, Allied forces, led by the U.S. military, began an invasion of Normandy that broke Hitler's hold on Europe. While D-Day proved to be the beginning of the end of World War II in Europe, fierce fighting continued in Asia. Black Army troops were at work building the legendary Burma Road between India and China. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
As D-Day began in Europe, over 1,000 black American soldiers in 3 combat battalions were assigned to the jungles of Asia. Their job was to build a road to allow U.S. forces to transport supplies from India to China, but they had to trade shovels for guns to respond to constant attacks from the Japanese. More than 60% of the black soldiers working on the Burma Road died there. The only American journalist covering the fighting was Frank Bolden, a writer for a black newspaper, the Pittsburgh Courier. Bolden, now 90, recalls that news of D-Day in Europe prompted only a limited response among the soldiers working on the Burma Road.
There was a slight celebration. However, it didn't last too long because the rumor was that we were going to the Pacific, and sure enough, some of the troops were sent to the Pacific.
Now, the Burma Road was going between India and China. Why were you there, Frank Bolden?
I was covering the troops that were building that road. They put through this highway 1,044 mile, and it's very interesting to note that the mile posts, in place of using the regular mileage figures, had markers for African-American soldiers' graves. Every marker had a African-American name, like Private Brown, Atlanta, Georgia, died here August such and such and such, from Japanese sniper, snake bite, or black tiger. And they built this road all the way through, all by themselves. And that's one of the reasons why I stayed with them, because not only was it history-making, but at that time they were working under duress.
After the Burma Road was completed and some of the troops were sent into the Pacific Theater, did you go with them?
I went with some of them. I didn't go with all of them. I went to Port Sydney in Australia. We protected the air bases there, and we just reinforced our battle lines in the Pacific.
Who were you writing for at the time?
I was writing for all of the Negro press at that time. My dispatches from the Courier were of such nature, African-American newspapers in America wanted my work, and in order to get it, the Courier decided to let me write for all of the newspapers.
Frank, did the major American papers, all white, cover the activities of black soldiers at the time?
The white press of America still believed that African-American troops would not fight under fire, that they were cowards and they would run. We disproved that. We still did the best we could, and at no time, at that time, we had never produced a traitor to this country. Regardless of lynching, discrimination, and other misfortune that hit us, we still defended our country because we are not Africans. We are Americans with African roots.
Frank Bolden covered the construction of the Burma Road as a journalist for the African-American newspaper, the Pittsburgh Courier. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.